Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us. Here's a 7-minute hack that will triple your sales, and that is putting a video sales letter on the sales letter of your front end product, or what's called a VSL, video sales letter. Now, I've said it's a 7-minute hack because the video sales letter, VSL, can be up to 7 minutes long. The process of creating it is a little bit longer, I will be honest, but I'm going to take you through it step by step on this session and show you what you need to do. Now, most people, when it comes to selling a product on their front end, so this is the low ticket thing, don't even create a video for it, right? They just have a sales letter, and then at the last minute, it's the last thing to get added. They maybe get it outsourced, or they create a video themselves, or they just hit record on their camera and they think, hey guys, so this is my product, blah, 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 here's what I've got, and this is the price. That is a complete disaster and not even worth doing, okay? There's a hierarchy of types of sales letter and video sales letters, VSLs, that you can do that are going to get you more sales. Okay. Now, the first one is no video, right? No video at all. If you have no video, you basically must love burning money, because that's essentially what you're doing if you do not have a video on your sales letter. Okay. You need a VSL. Now, the next thing that we tried is what I call a Hollywood VSL that's got a talking head on it. It might have B-roll with different stock footage. It might have high production. These are the type of VSLs that you see quite a lot in internet marketing, where there's a voiceover, there's different video footage, there's maybe captions, and it looks really professional. When we've tested, and we've tested with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of traffic and literally millions of visitors, what we've found is the Hollywood-style production, while better than no video, is not the best type of video to do if you love money. If you like something that looks good but doesn't get you a lot of sales, go the Hollywood route. If you want to make more money, which I'm guessing you do with your front end, then you need to do something else. So what we then tested against this is we tested talking head, right? A talking head VSL, which is basically like this, right? But it's scripted. It's not just off the cuff, let me talk about my product. Now, when it comes, I'm looking around for my phone here, it's not within reach, but the reason I'm looking around for my phone is when you do these scripted VSLs, and each of your VSLs should be scripted, you need to use a teleprompter. Now, that's the thing that people use when they're doing news reading on TV. You'll see them look down the camera like this, and yet they will read the script very specifically. Of course, I don't have a script right now. I'm making this up because I've been doing this for 20 years and I know what I'm talking about. But when you're reading a sales letter, you want to be very specific and say very specific things. So you need a teleprompter. Now, a teleprompter that's used on TV is thousands of dollars. It's this huge mechanism that's made of glass and it's angled in a certain way. So if you imagine that the newsreader is here and the teleprompter is here, the text is behind this teleprompter, right? So the newsreader can see the text, and yet the camera does not record the text because of the angle. I don't know how it works. It's something really funky. But they're super expensive. You cannot buy, really, one of those teleprompters. But you can get an app on your phone. If you just search your app store for teleprompter, you'll find free ones out the wazoo. And all you do is you put your script into this teleprompter app. And what this will do is it will scroll up the phone as the script is displayed by your phone, right? So it just scrolls up. Now, the next step is you need to put your phone near your camera, near your recording device. Now, I have my camera, as I'm talking to you right now, it's on a stationary tripod mount. And what I do when I'm recording these VSLs, when it's scripted like this, is I get my phone and I just put it on something so that it doesn't appear here, right? Because you can see it. My phone appears just down here, okay? So just out of shot. Okay, now you can't see it. Obviously, you can see my fingers now, so it's like there, right? I'm reading the text. So what that means is when the viewer watches that back, you're reading the script, but they feel like you're looking down the camera, okay? So you get a teleprompter app, you put it on your phone, and when you put that script in, you need to play around with the timing of it. I recommend you start with a few lines of blank space, because when you click play on it, it starts scrolling right away, and you want to kind of get ready into position. If you've got a reach, to click that play button on it. And you'll need to do a few read-throughs before you record to get the right speed. You also want to put a break, a line break, so a big space, paragraph space, between each line to give you time. You're going to find a natural flow of this when you get into it, but I found for my cadence, so for my reading speed, typically around, I think it's around 10 words per sentence, 10, 12 words, something like that is fine for me. Anything longer than that, and it just ends up being this too rushed. You can change the speed on any of these teleprompters and make it faster or slower, so you need to do read-throughs before you do that. Now, even once you've done read-throughs, when you get this script and you read it out and you press go on the teleprompter, you simultaneously press record on your camera or your webcam or whatever it is. Hey, Chainiacs, I've had a ton of people tell me they get more value from this podcast than most of the paid products they've invested in, which is awesome. Now, when you share this podcast with someone else, it's like a gift. They'll get massive value and they'll thank you for it. They might even repay the favor and give you something in return. And it's making a difference by helping fellow entrepreneurs. It also helps me spread these free teachings far and wide and leave a legacy too. So thank you in advance for sharing it with others. Now, back to the show. And you do that, you're still gonna screw up, right? But so you just leave the recording going. Don't pause the recording and start over. You'll be tempted to do that and don't do it. It's a complete waste of time. Just leave the recording going, scroll back on the teleprompter to a couple of bits before when you screwed up, hit go again, and then just pick it up. And then do fix it in post, what we call in post-production, right? With the edit, if you're doing it or somebody else is editing that video, just fix it in post and take out the bloopers, right? Don't do it, do over. You're never gonna do it all in one go. It's just impossible. Okay, so that's the raw script. Now, what we found is we had a Hollywood-type video, and then we had a talking head type video like this, right? But scripted. The Hollywood video, of course, was also scripted, but it was mainly voiceover. There was stuff with me on camera, but there was also B-roll, stock footage. It looked amazing, right? But what we found is the talking head video, just me looking at camera and reading a script, was way better, way, way better conversion than the Hollywood, right? Than the Hollywood style. So that's the first thing. Many people don't realize this. They think, oh, if I throw a ton of effects and visuals and B-roll and stock footage at the VSL, it's going to convert like crazy. It's not necessarily the case. But we weren't happy with that, even though we'd got an increase in conversion. What we then moved to, and this goes back to my notes here, what we then moved to is what we call a bobblehead with slides, okay? Now, I'm going to give you examples. I'm going to show you examples of this in a second. But what's a bobblehead with slides? Well, a bobblehead with slides is basically just my head, or like this, the torso here, but done with a green screen, right? So rather than a background like this, it's done with a green screen. So that what we can then do is record the slides of the words and just put my bobblehead, my floating head. So I'm just going to show you this. This is the easiest way. So let's go to one of my sales letters here. Obviously, you can see me in the top corner here. This is me talking to you. This is not the bobblehead that I'm talking about. But this video here, I'm going to click play on it, and you're going to see what I mean. Now, as we go on to this, notice how this video is not massive on the screen, right? It's not taking up a whole bunch of space. And you can see that people don't have to scroll too much to get to the cart button. They can see the headline. They can see the video. They get a lot of information on one screen. You don't want to be putting your video so it fills the first fold of the page. The other thing you'll notice about this is it has this splash screen. It's not autoplay because most browsers don't support autoplay anyway. And it has this splash screen that gets attention and makes people want to click with the wording that's on it. Okay, very important point. The other thing is it's not on YouTube. Right. This is one of my pet peeves. When I go to a sales letter and I see the VSL, video sales letter, is being served and delivered by YouTube. Are you freaking insane? Like, you want somebody to get to your sales letter with all the money that you've invested in it, all the time you've put into it, affiliates mailing for you, and you want them to be one click away from the biggest source of distraction and entertainment on the planet, YouTube? Are you mental? I don't know why people do this. I don't know if it's to save money or whatever and not get a video hosting service. You've got to control the attention. If you deliver your video with YouTube, at the end of the video, people can click off and go and watch whatever the heck's on their profile on YouTube. They'll get recommended other stuff. They can click a button that says, go watch this on YouTube. You've lost them completely. It looks unprofessional. It's a huge leakage. Okay, so host your video in a separate way using a video service like Vimeo or Wistia or, you know, Amazon S3 or whatever it is that you're going to use. Don't do it on YouTube. Okay. So now let me just click play on this and you show that.
Are you a millionaire yet?
Bobblehead.
Right now, there are.
Okay. So you can see this little bobblehead. This is my bobblehead. And we've just got the slides here in black text on white background. There is nothing else to this video other than me talking through the script and the same script appearing in text in black and white. And this, I have to tell you, annihilated the rest of the testing, annihilated the Hollywood version and annihilated the talking head only version. This was the best converting type of video, hands down. And this was all done with the same script and the same positioning and the same product, right? So I know definitively, and it was done with a huge amount of traffic during a launch. So I know definitively this is the best type of video, right? For us when we've tested it out. So how do you create this? Well, I've already shown you, explained to you how you do the teleprompter. What you need is a green screen, right? So if we go back to this video, just have a look at it. All right, let me just zoom in a little bit. I'm not gonna play it. Just zoom in so you can see it a little bit better, right? You'll see this background with me there.
Over 20 million people in the US.
It's actually animated, okay? So it's like a digital field or something that's animated behind me. Now, I didn't go off into the metaverse and have that as a real background. I used this green screen, right? So a green screen, when you send that to a video editor that knows what they're doing, they can put anything behind you when you've recorded on video, recorded on a green screen, right? So the way you set this up is you get your phone, you set it up just underneath the camera, as high, as close to the camera as you can, but not obscuring it. You click record, you have your green screen behind, and that's one part of this bobblehead video. Right, there's multiple steps needed to create this video, but it's well worth it. Okay, so that's the first step. That's going to be you looking down the lens at the prospect, reading the script that you've created. Hey, Trainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.